This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall. This weekend will be marked by Easter Sunday, unlike any in people's memories, burdened by the mourning and the lasting scars that the coronavirus is leaving on the world. Christians will be forced to celebrate amid empty churches and with traditional large family gatherings falling victim to social distancing. The pandemic now has claimed 97,000 lives. In its running tally, Johns Hopkins University puts the number of cases worldwide at 1.6 million in 185 countries and regions. Here in the United States, the COVID-19 caseload is a record 466,000, with an approaching death toll of 17,000. The epicenter is the state of New York, which accounts for nearly a third of America's infection rates. Still, there are glimmers of hope. For a growing number of days, hospitalizations in New York have been dropping. Yesterday, they were just 200 higher than the day before. That is prompting some to believe that the height of the outbreak in New York may have been reached earlier than expected, that the statewide lockdown is doing what it was designed to do, level the number of victims and to push the figures onto a downward slope. In badly overcrowded hospitals where there are 18,000-plus virus patients in New York, some of the panic is said to be dissipating. The focus is on New York City, where COVID-19 has so far claimed more than 7,000 lives. 800 were added to that list yesterday alone. U.S. President Donald Trump's administration is known to be pushing for a reopening of the American economy as soon as May 1st. Mr. Trump asserts the country has reached the top of the hill with new cases, though medical experts have yet to make that claim. California Governor Gavin Newsom says it appears the growth of cases in his state, now at 20,000, has flattened. About 550 lives have been lost to the virus in California. To stay up to date on the latest on the pandemic, you can always go online to our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. America's preeminent